And good morning and welcome back. We are joined by City Council President Jay Robinson. And good morning, Council President. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
It's even better when I turn your microphone on. So we've got a city council meeting this evening. You've got the work session, which starts at 5 p.m., and then the actual meeting itself starts at 6, or am I getting my times wrong?
4:30 for the work session, 6 o'clock for the agenda meeting.
Okay. So what's on the agenda for tonight?
So it's actually a fairly short agenda, which we appreciate, but just a couple of housekeeping items. We're getting applying for a Gomesa grant for litter abatement, which I'm not sure exactly what the litter, there's a specific term they use in here, and maybe you guys understand what 12 litter interceptors.
Litter interceptors.
I'm envisioning something that maybe stops things from getting into high runoff areas where maybe trash and litter may get washed through. But it applies for 12 of those in high traffic areas around the city. So we'll get a little more explanation on that tonight. But anytime we can get something like that with non-Fairhope funding, we're interested in that for sure.
Okay, when I went to litter interceptors, I was like, okay, spay and neuter your puppies. You know, that will take care of that. So is this to keep it from going into runoffs in the streams and such?
That's what I'm anticipating it to be, but obviously we'll get more explanation of it tonight when they present it at the council meeting. And I think that's something that's on the work session also. Item number two on the work session is discussion of litter trap grant.
Okay.
So we'll get more education on that tonight. Going through, we are redoing our fire extinguisher bid and contract, so we are opting out of the one we're currently in. Item number seven is the impact fee study update that we are required to do by law. Again, we do that to make sure we are collecting them in the right allocation and then allocating them to be spent in the right areas. Anybody who's been to council meetings over the year knows that there are only certain things that impact fees can be spent on. And so we do these studies periodically to determine where those impacts are being felt so that we can determine what needs the most return. We've got some issues with our pool, so we're looking at the Fairhope City Public Pool. We're entering the engineering phase to discover exactly what those fixes are to kind of get us on the long road to get all that redone and repaired. Irrigation system down at the golf course, sand to replenish Magnolia Beach, leasing out a boat slip to the Fairhope Fire Department, changing the classification for in the electrical department, and then last is the renaming I don't know that they have names right now at Volanta Park, but naming some of the baseball fields at Volanta after two longtime volunteers in the city. One is Van Saltz, who recently passed away. Van, I had the pleasure of serving on the recreation board with Van for a couple years. Obviously a big asset to the city. And Mike Fillingham, who is currently a volunteer and has been for a long time, and we will be naming, or it is proposed, the Recreation Board has recommended that we rename these fields after these two gentlemen.
Okay, well, that's a happy thing to do.
It is, especially when you get the opportunity to do it while one is still with us. To recognize their long-term contributions to the city and the recreation department.
It's always better to do it while they're still alive rather than doing it posthumously.
That's right.
Okay, well, it sounds like not much on the agenda.
It's not a lot.
And what is there is going to be kind of pleasant. So you certainly had meetings that were not so pleasant, we'll say. And
Yeah, that seems to ring a bell. I remember a couple of unpleasant meetings. But no, this looks good. You know, it's a benefit and a pleasure for me, especially. I got to attend Arbor Day and speak this past Saturday and speak on behalf of the city and provide mm-hmm. the welcoming announcement. And, you know, when you get to do those kind of things, I know you guys are out and about in Fairhope, and everything that we do and get to experience around here is unlike anything else. I mean, Arbor Day, there was a huge turnout. City staff did a great job. The tree committee set it up incredibly well. It was very well attended. Weather was perfect. I mean, it was just a great time to be out and about in Fairhope.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we were actually unable to attend because we were on the other side of the park getting set up for the chili cook-off.
Right, I saw a big turnout looked like for that on Saturday as well. Again, weather was perfect.
So, and we have to commend the city, too, for Mardi Gras and everything the city did to help not only make it happen, but clean up afterwards. You will occasionally see a set of beads up in the tree, but for the most part, you can't tell that there, you know, there were 10,000 people in the streets throwing stuff.
No, so. we talked about this, I think maybe at the last council meeting. Our staff is incredible in how they transform the city overnight, and what you might see at the end of a Mardi Gras parade versus what you see the next morning at 6 a.m. It's a miracle, really, and it's a tribute to how hard those ladies and gentlemen work that clean up after us, for sure.
Okay. Now we got, this is more for the mayor, but we got First Friday coming up this Friday, and then we have Arts and Crafts coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's March the 17th is the start date for that this year. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, that is, again, I mean, it's just a fantastic event that we get to have around here. We always pray for good weather, because we've had years where it's not been so good, and it creates a lot of trouble for those people trying to set up. But when it is, man, it's great.
Okay.
I know I sound really optimistic this morning. I mean, but I mean, the weather's great. You know, I've gotten to go to several of these events for Fairhope recently, and I mean, it's just everybody's positive and happy, and you know, it's a true blessing to get to experience that after experiencing some of the other that we've experienced. So I'm very appreciative of that, for sure.
So, well, thank you. City Councilman Jay Robinson, is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
That's it.
Okay.
So hopefully a very light Monday evening meeting, and we'll see.
All
Fingers
right.
crossed.
Short and sweet, and hope you all have a good evening and a nice, pleasant meeting tonight, and things go through, and that things stay the same for the rest of the year. Good luck,
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much. 1480 WABF, and he's got to get ready for his meeting, and we do too. So here's the Temptations with Get Ready on 1480 WABF.